Time for business news now, and in our startup focus this morning, if you're in business or you're about to start a business, my two guests might well be able to help because they're Barry Mullen and Anthony Boyle of the newly opened Tax Assist Accountants on Port Road, Letterkenny. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome along to the show.
John, good morning. Thanks
John,
for having us on.
Thank you.
Not at all. Thanks for coming in. Now, Tax Assist Accountants is a national brand with the tagline, making life simple. Is that really the key for businesses when it comes to accountants, making life simple for them?
Yeah, it is, John. Just by way of backdrop, you know, we're basically a one-stop shop for financial services. We do accounting, tax returns, tax planning, bank negotiation and financial planning. So we're really a coming together of two businesses, the first being the Glacken Business Institute, which Jim and Olivia Glacken ran for so well for so many years. And the other is Tax Assist Accountants, which, yes, they're a national brand, 27 offices nationwide. And it means we're linked into a knowledge centre, John, in terms of ever-changing legislation and so on, which is excellent. It's been a real benefit for our clients.
So you would see that as being something extra that you would offer as opposed to other accountants?
Yeah, being linked into that knowledge centre is a real advantage, John, you know, because we have, there's thousands of clients that tax as a service, you know, across the country. So the legislation is ever-changing, John, you know, so it's important to be abreast of that, and we see that as a distinct advantage.
All right, the tax deadline is looming, so for a lot of businesses, it's going to be maybe their first encounter with an accountant or their first in the year.
Very much so. The tax deadline is for online tax submissions, it's the 14th of November. And I suppose that applies to all people who are self-employed, people with rental income, you know, people with foreign income, foreign pensions, people who may be in receipt of maintenance payments, people who are profit sharing or sales shares as part of a profit share, and maybe PAYE workers too, who have self-employed income outside their core employment. So it's their first time this year in terms of, working towards the deadline is, you know, the middle of November, whereas, you know, this is the 2014 year return that we're doing at this time. So it's all the income that they would have earned for the 2014. The deadline for that is the 15th or 14th of November.
We can't avoid them, taxes that is, but I suppose it's your job for a business to try to keep them down.
Very much so, yeah. I suppose, you know, there's so many expenses that are allowable, and it's making sure that you claim all the expenses that you can in terms of reducing your tax liability. You know, and there's the usual expenses like for your self-employed, you know, your rent, your light, your heat. And then maybe people who have an office at home, you know, they might necessarily be aware that they can claim, you know, a portion of their electricity, a portion of their telephone bills. So they're the usual expenses that are claimable to getting your tax bill down. And then there's maybe the not so usual that people mightn't be aware of. You know, for example, you know, somebody who is celiac, you know, anybody, the cost of gluten-free foods, that's an expense item. And, you know, if your doctor instructs you to exercise and maybe recommends an exercise bike or a rowing machine, that's also expensible. So there's the usual and then there's the not so usual.
Mm-hmm. The usual, some people who might decide to do their own tax return, the usual they'll probably come up with. It's the not so usual where you fellas might come in.
Well, that's really where we add the value, John, you know. Mm. I was in anticipation to come on the show, you know, I was sitting down at the weekend tallying all the different credits, reliefs, exemptions that are there, you know, and I stopped at 100. Mm. And, you know, they range from the very simple to the very complex.
So there'll be a lot that will be easy to miss.
Well, absolutely.
Or just you wouldn't think about it.
You couldn't possibly know, yeah.
Now, you both come from banking backgrounds. So is that a good thing in that you've seen it from both sides, from a business perspective and businesses coming into you and looking for loans and stuff, and now on the other side trying to help businesses in a different way?
Very much so. I suppose more than one person has referred to it as gamekeeper turned poacher, John, you know. Mm. But I suppose when you look at, you know, when you go into dealing with a bank, banks generally are looking for as much security as possible and charging a higher margin as possible. Well, your customer tends to want the opposite of that. So that's where I suppose we sort of, the knowledge that we have from working in the banks for so long, I suppose we can tip that balance in favour, or not necessarily in favour, but towards the customer, that sometimes, you know, borrowers are so just grateful to get the finance, that they don't necessarily push the terms and conditions that they can get for themselves. So it's about working with customers and with the bank to make an acceptable deal for all parties concerned. Yeah, and I suppose the experience of us in terms of reviewing applications and sitting down with so many SMEs over the years and seeing how they present cases, and I suppose that's where we would have always seen a niche in terms of what our service offering would be, because not all applications that you got in front of you were presented as well as the bank. You know, there was a lot of work for us to do on the other side of that to make them presentable for internal credit purposes. And I suppose the knowledge that we have of shaping those papers, writing those papers, and speaking in a language that the bank understand can add tremendous value to SME clients, yes.
Okay, well, it is on the Port Road, Letterkenny. It's Tax Assist Accountants, Barry Mullen and Anthony Boyle. Thanks for joining me this morning.